The Burning Earth by Sunil Amrith. The one-sentence summary. Human activities in the last 500 years have been breathtaking and devastating in equal measure. If we truly understood the depth of it, we might yet find the collective wisdom to save both ourselves and the planet. What the book says. This is an environmental history of the last 500 years, starting with the expansion of the Mongol Empire in the 13th century and working through migration, the slave trade of the 1500s to the 1900s, world wars, and to the environmental devastation enacted in the present day. The journey takes us everywhere, from the rice paddies of 11th century Asia to the silver mines of Peru and the oil wells of Azerbaijan. Over centuries, people have pursued freedom from hunger and discomfort, freedom to move and explore, and in doing so have brought change to every inch of the earth. The freedom won by many has come at great cost to other human and non-human lives. The story of the environment is twinned with empire, genocide, and ecocide. Humanity's innovations and exploitations have had dire consequences. Once upon a time, all history was environmental history, and life was governed by the seasons. And then things changed. The most privileged people in the world began to think that the human battle against nature could be won. They believed that natural limits no longer hindered their quest for wealth and power. They believed that instant access to the prehistoric solar energy embedded in fossil fuels made them invulnerable. In pursuit of freedom, they took away the freedom of others. The First World War was an ecological catastrophe. It slaughtered animals, devoured forests, feasted on minerals, and left its poisonous trace in soils that remain toxic more than a century later. Of the 80 known chemical elements, 30 were required in modern warfare. Nitrogen was crucial, with nitric acid essential for explosives and nitrates for fertilizer to grow food. The uprooting of people by the construction of infrastructure was enormous. From 1947 to 2000, at least 40 million people in India alone were driven from their homes by large dams. In China, the number was probably higher. Such people are described as development refugees. The communities were not selected at random. For the most part, they belonged to marginalised minorities.